We're up to Zion on the base, the bottom. Halacha base. Heichin hoyu shtachavoyos ha'elu. Says there were 13 shtachavoyos. Arba b'tzofon, the arba b'dorom. Four of them were on the north side, four on the south. Shalosh b'mizrach, three in the east. Ubeis b'marath. Keneged shloshos or sha'orim, what's it called? Keneged the 13 gates or doorways that opened up into the Azorah. Dromim Shmuch and the Marav, the ones that were on the south, starting from the southwest corner, was Shar HaElyon, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBechoro, Shar HaMayim. Those are the four Sha'orim that were in the, what's it called, the southern wall. The Lama Nikro Shmo Shar HaMayim, why was it called Shar HaMayim? Shebo Machnis and Slochis. Nisuch HaMayim B'chag, because that's where they brought the flask of for Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rav Lezer Yaakov says it was called Shar HaMayim for a different reason. Could have been called Shar HaMayim for a third reason. The mikveh, one of the mikvahs for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was on top of the Shar HaMayim. But Lamaisa, the water for that mikveh came from a brook that was underneath. So Lamaisa wasn't called Shar HaMayim because of the mikveh. So either because they brought the water for Nisuch HaMayim, or Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachim, Vasidim Lios Yotzim Mitachas Miftin HaBayis, that as the Gemara will explain, Lashid Lavo, there's going to be a stream that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and go through all of Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to originate, or it's going to at least get big enough, that's called Mayim Mefachim at that point, where the Shar HaMayim was. Opposite on the north side of the Azorah, Smuchin b'Mayrav, starting from the west, Shar Yechonya, Shar HaKorban, Shar HaNoshim, Shar HaShir. Veloma Nikra Shmo Shar Yechonya, why was the Shar called Shar Yechonya? Shabo Yotze Yechonya b'Galusa. That's where Yechonya left into Galus. Sheva Mizrach, Shar Nikanor, the snake, and the one in the Mizrach, was what's it called, was called Shar Nikanor, and it had two pishpishim, two very small sha'arim next to it, echad miyamino v'echad mishmolo, u'shnayim b'marev v'lo yohem shem, and two in the west didn't have any name. Tosfos Yontif brings down for Kaf Tevefer, of the two in the west, one was the Pesach of the Heichal, and one was the Pesach of the Ula. But he argues and he says that all of these psachim were in the Azorah, not in the Ulam and the Heichal, and they had a name. They were called Shar HaUlam and Shar HaHeichel. So he says that these two Sha'arim were used for nothing. They were in the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the wall of the Azorah, and they were there only for emergencies. In case they had to escape fast from the Beis HaMikdash, they had a back way to escape from. Okay, so you're talking Chavitin. Heichen Hayu Mishtachavim, Yud Gimel Ishtachavayos Tala'el, Shar HaElyon, Hu Shar HaSomach L'Marav, Shu Shar HaElyon. Right, that's in the south side of the Beis HaMikdash, to the west, okay, which was the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shar HaElyon. After that was Shar HaDelek, or Shar HaDlaka Shalishkas HaEitzim, Shehoysa BeAzorah. That was the Shar that opened up into the place where they kept the wood for the Mizbeach. The Derech Shom Hayu Machnisim Atzei HaMarochah Shedolkim Agavim Mizbeach. Shar HaBechoros, Shemachnisin Shom HaBechoros, HaNishchotim B'dorim. Right? Bechoros of Kodshim Kalim, they're Nishchot in the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to bring the Bechoros through that Shar to shecht them in the south side of the Azorah. Hayayim Mefachim, Igmar Meforish. Shar HaKorbin, Shemachnisin Kodshim Kadoshim, Shchitosim B'tzofa. Right? These were on the north side because here they brought Kodshi Kedoshim through that Shar to shecht them because they had to be shechted in the north side of the Azor. Shar HaNoshim Shebo Nichnosos Lishmoch Al HaKorban, because the women had to, what's it called, according to one man the Omer, women were somech on the Korban, didn't have to, but they did. So they had to go through that Shar from Ezra's Noshim into the Azorah to be somech on the Korban. And even according to the man the Omer who says that women were not somech on the Korban, but Mamaisa, they stood by when their carbon was made, so they stood by this Shar and watched their carbon being made. Shar Ashir, Derech Shom Yamachnis and Kleshir. Through this Shar, they brought all the musical instruments for the Levim. Shebo Yotze Yechanya Begaluso, Shenichus LeBeis HaMikdash Sham, he went into the Beis HaMikdash through that shar, Lihipotim Lefnei HaMelech Malchi HaMlochim, Velikol Rishus, Kishalach Begolah. Before he went into Golus, Nebuchadnezzar took him into Golus, so he went to ask permission from the Rebbeinu Shlom to leave. The Yotze Derech Oso HaShar, and he left through that shar, so that shar was always called Shar Yechanya. Shar Nikanor Mefurish Biyuma. Maran Yom explains that the miracles were done with these doors. Nicanor donated golden doors to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a storm, and on the way of transporting it, and a miracle, the door floated. Pishpishim Shorim Ketanim B'soch Shorim Gedolim. They're small doors inside the big door. The Gam Hein Miminyan Yud Gimel Shorim, they're also part of the 13 Shorim where the Hishtachavoyas were made. The Afagav Digam L'Shar Beis HaMoket Hayelo Pishpish, even though the Shar Beis HaMoket also had a small Shar, so there was more than 13, Lo Choshivah, does not count it. The Shehoya Kotten Biyosu, it was almost like a little cubby hole, it was a little trap door, that wasn't counted.
Pishpish didn't come from the animal, the insect?
What? No, I think maybe Pishpush comes from the opposite, it comes from here. Pishpush means a small window or small door.
How did anybody get behind the Kodesh Kodesh?
What?
How could anybody
come from the back, not from the outside the Azora. What?
If they wanted to escape, how could they get there?
Ah, how did they get out? No, so they had a way to run. They came out the door of the Ulam, and they ran backwards.
How could they get to the Ulam?
What? No, if they were in the Beis HaMikdash and the enemy was coming from the front way, so they could escape out the back. They came out the Ulam into the Azora, walked around, and came out the back. Those back exits. Mashnishan Abi Yossi ben Yochanan. The Omer Keneged Yud Gimel Shorim. Abi Yossi ben Yochanan holds that the Ishtachavoyas were Keneged the 13 entrances to the Azora. The Ram, Karabonan, Shiva Shorim Hoyo. According to the Rabban, there are only 7. Shiva Shorim Hoyo Bazora. So Adas Rabbanan Heichen Hayishtachavos. According to them, what were these Ishtachavoyas? Tosus says that Lamaisa, even the Rabbanan who hold there were 7, hold there were literally 13. But 6 of them were small and weren't counted, and therefore they didn't make the Ishtachavoyos Keneged the Psachim, but they made it Keneged the what's it called Yud Gimel Pirtzos. The Gemara says Ki Hahida Taninon Tamon Yud Gimel Pirtzos Hayu Bosha Pirtzu Malchi Yavan in the Soreg. The Soreg was a wall right outside the Azora that separated between where Goyim could go and where from that point on only Yidden can go. And they had a sign on it that said from this point on. The Yevonim, when they saw that, were very upset, so they broke 13 holes in that wall, connected the Sha'arim, so it would be easy for Goyim to get in. So that's where they made the Ishtachavoyos. The Chazir of a God, B'nei Chashmonoyim. The Chashmonoyim were able to close them up. The gods were connected. Yud Gimel Shachavoyus. In order to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the ability to be able to throw off the Yevonim and to close up what they were porates, they made these 13 Shachavoyus. Masnis Nekoni connected Yud Gimel Shorim. Asher Kaba Yosei the Svarilei Hachi Veso Perabeis the Midas Behedya. Baram Karabonin B'dikom Rabbi Yosei connected Yud Gimel Shorim. Al Kain Rabbanin Pligi Alei Ustamad the Masnis and Perakama the Midas Zayin Shorim Hayustamad Karabonin. In Midos it says there are only 7 shorim in the Azora. That goes according to the Rabban. So Heichen Hayushtachavoyus, Shayud Gimel Mechubanus, where's Dafka 13 Hishtachavoyus? Because they made 13 breaches in the Soreg, and they made the Hishtachavoyus connected each of those breaches, where they, after they cover up, they fix them up. Ksiv, Ohayo Bayamahu, Yetsu Maim Chaim Yerushalayim. Right? The Pasuk is, Ohayo Bayamahu, Yetsu Maim Chaim Yerushalayim, Chetshem El Ayam Akadmoni, Vechetshem El Ayam Achron, Bekaitz Vechoret Yeyeh. It says in the Asid Lavo, there'll be living waters, in other words, a fountain, not a stream. It's, stream doesn't have to be living water. It's a spring. A spring will spring up from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and go out through Yerushalayim into the Yam. And the water will be there summer and winter. So some say that in addition to the fact that it's going to be an actual water, This is symbolic also of the fact that Lashon Lavo, the Mei Hadas, the waters of understanding of Torah, will come from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it will be an actual thing of water too, that corresponds to it. Tani, Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ara Paroches, Kekarne Sile, the Kilai. The water will start mamish like the feelers of a slug, a snail, very very thin. Mamish, you can't see it, right? Because the chachma starts with something that is very very dark, very hard to discern. And here the water also start out like a sliver of water. So that's from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Paroches. It'll be that thin. Min Paroches ad Mizbeach Hazov. The Gruah has a different girsa here. From the Paroches till the Mizbeach Hazov, which isn't far from the Paroches, Kikarni Chagov. Get a little bit wider. It'll be like the antlers, the feelers of a grasshopper. It's a little bit wider than the feelers of a snail. Min Mizbeach Hazov ad Azorah. So the Gruah over here has the girsa from the Mizbeach Hazov till Miftan Habayis. Mizbeach Hazov, the Miftan Habayis, right, till the doorway of the Ulam. It'll be Kechut Shel Shesi. It'll be like a thread that you do with the, what's it called, the sheet, the horizontal threads. Min Hazoros, min Miftan Habayis ad Ho Hazoros, that's the next thing. There it'll be a little thicker string. At the other side, the other one's the woof and one's the warp. And from then on, it'll be like when you pour out of a jar. It'll be an even much, much thicker thing. Okay, how do you know that? So that pasuk says that then it'll be from when it leaves the Beis Hamikdash, it'll be already like water being poured out of a jar, and then what's it called? They'll measure 1,000 amas, and then the water will get much deeper and deeper and deeper. Now the Gemara is going to explain what it means. Vayomed elef vayavir b'mayim me'birkayim. Originally, after it becomes like pouring out of a jar, it should get much, much deeper, and the water will become water that you go to till your knees. Ad birkai, vayomid elef, another 1,000 amas away from the Beis HaMikdash, the water will get even much deeper. Vayareinim e'masnayim, it'll be till your waist. Ad masnayim. Mikan ve'elech vayomid ve'elef nachla, asher lo ucha lavor, afilu be running gedolim. It'll be so deep, and the currents will be so strong that even boats won't be able to go there. A few will be running gedola in yichol lavor. But my timer, the tzi adir lo yavirenu. Right, even a what's it called, a big boat won't be able to go into this water. Mipnei ma ki go hamayim mei sochu. Right, because the water will be so the currents will be so strong that boats won't be able to go there. What's mahu mei sochu? What's it named mei sochu? Misachu, as if it says misachu, that you won't be able to even what's it called float a boat there. Sechia is either swimming or floating a boat. Misachu milashut, you won't be able to float a boat over there. Omrav chuna, the asrin kar l'shaita shchuna. In my place, they used to call the what's it called, a boat floating shchuna. So you see that the Meisachu is that it won't be able to float a boat there. Shenemar, that's what the Gruah has over here. Upeiras uporas yoda bekirbo kashi uforis hasoche lishchos. Mao lishchos. So what's it called? It says that, what's it called? Just like the person who goes to swim or to float a boat. So you see another place where the word sochu means to float a boat or to swim. Mao lishchos om Rabbi Yossi. Beirabun, mayin de mispalin bi alma. People be talking. Sochu also means to converse. People be talking about this water. It'll be so unusual that the whole world will be talking about it. Ksi bayoma huye makor niftach lebeis David liyoshvi Yerushalayim lechatos lenida. Says that water will serve as a mikvah for mechatos, and you'll be able to take mechatos because it's living water, it's spring water, and also to be tova lenida. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonasan. Why is it that the same? Mibeis David ul Yoshvei Yerushalayim. Lechora anybody could be tovel in it. Why dafka them? Mibeis David v'ad Yoshvei Yerushalayim k'sherim l'nida. From the place where Beis David is, in Har, by the Har Abayis, till the end of Yerushalayim, the water will be kosher for nida and for chatas. It'll be both a kosher for a mikveh, because a stream, a spring, is also kosher for a mikveh, and mechatas has to be living water, spring water. But mikan ve'elech, after that it'll mix with other waters, and it won't be totally spring water, it'll be also rain water. And then it's not kosher anymore for mechatas, it's only kosher for a nida. Only a zav and mechatas need mayim chayim. But a zava and a nida only need a mikveh. Not living water, no, it's not spring water, but even rain water that's contained. Mikan ve'elech mei taruvo, saying, k'sherim l'nidah, p'sulim l'chatas. Orma v'lozer, mi beis David, v'ad yosh v'shalayim, k'sherim l'nidah l'chatas. He says different shot. From the place where beis David is, on Har Abayis, till the end of Yerushalayim, the waters will be kosher either for nidah or for chatas. It'll be all what's called spring water. Mikan ve'elech mei katafrios, hein p'sulim l'nidah l'chatas. From that point on, it'll be waterfalls. It'll go down the mountain. And a waterfall is not kosher even for nida, because a mikveh, rainwater, has to be contained. And this is not contained, it's flowing. Flowing water is no good unless it's spring water. Spring water is kosher for tvila, even if it's moving. But mikveh water has to be contained, it can't be moving. So if it's waterfalls, it's not kosher for either one.
So it must have been moving before that too.
What?
It must have been moving before, in order to get there.
In order to get there, yeah, but it was, what's it called? In those places, there were like, what's it called? Receptacles where it stood. And then it went on, whatever. Ksiv, okay, let's see the type of Chalitin. Baram Karabonon. Midikomer Rabbi Yosi, connected Yud Gimel Shorim, Akoch Rabbanan Pligi Alei, Ustama de Masiz, Perkanis, Zayin Shorim, Hoy Ustama Karabbanan. The Rabbanan don't hold it worth 13 Shorim, only 7. Heikon Hoy Ustachavoy, Shoyu Gimel Mechuvanos, where were these 13? So the Gemara says in the Soreg where they breached the walls. Kakarne Kaili Vesaili, Mine Shavu, certain sorts of snails, Shekarneim Dakim, very, very thin feelers. The shelchag of ovim him. The grasshoppers feelers are a little bit thicker. The chucho shesi ab mehem, and the thread of the shesi is a little bit thicker than them. The chucho orev ab mehem, and the thread of the orev is even thicker than that. So it gets thicker and thicker as it leaves the kodesh hakadoshim. Mimizbeach hazov lemiftan abayis hachi garsinu. This is the groz girsa. Mimiftan abayis lazora. The Hachik Si Bekroy, that's where the Pasuk says it. V'inimayim yotzim mitachas miftan abayis u'lesham bo min ha-mizbeach. K'mo shekos ha-shom, miftan abayis kodim la-azorah. The miftan abayis was before the wall of the Azorah. This was the wall of the Heichel. K'mefi ha-pach, miskaber v'holich. Then it started going like you pour water from a jar, got much wider. Hayimonish, and it went out the south side. Me'afasayim, shigiu ha-mayim ad karsulayim. It came till your, till your ankles. And then it went to your knees, to the waist, and then it was so deep that even boats couldn't go there. Lebirni gedola, shiuchalele shom svina gedola. Meisachu miloshut. Dirudite mayiv lo yuchalele shoma. Right, the water, the currents were so strong, right, you couldn't even float a boat over there. Ba'asrin bimkomenu koren l'shaita shachvona. In our place used to call shaita, means floating or swimming, shachvona. Okay, the Paras Yodav Mare Bekosuv Smach Somach Lidarshoso. What's it called? These psukim are he's bringing the psukim to support the drush of the made over here. To mismal in the alma, they wrote piercing gedulas, and the water will be so deep and so the currents will be so strong that it'll be something the whole world speaks about. Inomi Kamoshikosul Kamon Lahatir Pe Ilmin. Another pshat, the mismal in the alma, means that people who go into that water, if they were mute, should be able to talk. Shall yodem you yichol medaber. The chen yibam, the Gemara says later on, yibam ruchnius yoser, kamoshikosra midrash. Right, this water will be tremendously spiritual waters, of tremendous powers to affect cures or whatever. In the beginning there was only water when God created the world. So God's praise came from the water. This water will be extra kodesh, extra spiritual, even make mute speak. And the shevach of the Rabbanim will come from them. It's only kosher for Beis David and Yoshua Yerushalayim. Why aren't they kosher for everybody else? Ela de simon anokat kro hamakor sholik in Beis David vad Yoshua Yerushalayim kosher lepora uletvilas nidos. Kosher is kosher for what's it called, pora aduma, and for tvila. Ava mikan ve'elich mei taru vosein. It's mixed with rainwater. Well, the mechatas boina mayim chayim. For mechatas, you need spring water, not rainwater. Meketafrosos hu shipua har shemadrona mechudet harbe. This is water that goes over a mountain. It's a waterfall. The havoras hamayim derech daf hanosim b'madron upsulim gam lanida. They're possible also for tefilas nida, because it's not contained. It's flowing water, and it's rainwater. V'dorish demikan the halom the shneim psulim. That explains this halacha of when a waterfall is possible for tevila and when not. Okay. Vayomer ksiv. Vayomer elai hamayim ha'ele yotzim ala galila hakadmona ze yam shel samcho. Okay, the water now goes into the yam. Which yam? There are seven, bodies of water that surround Eretz Israel. So the first one is mentioned. Goes el haglila hakadmona. That refers to yam shel savchi. That's the gears of the gra. Tachy gears to say yalkut.
The chula, like.
By the chula, yeah. The sheva yamim heim sovin arisrael. The seven bodies of water, not all seas. Seven bodies of water that surround the Eretz Israel. The dorish haglila hakadmona hu yama shel sivchi shukar of the galil. It's near the galil. That's called today. It's called the chula. It's like a nagan, a swamp. The Yardu al Harava is a Yam Shel Tveria. Then it will go down to the Arava. That's the Kinneret. Ubo Hayom is a Yam HaMelech. And then it will go into the Dead Sea. El Hayoma HaMotzim Ze Hayam HaGadol. And then it will go into the Mediterranean. The Lama Nikra Shmo Motzoim. Why is the Mediterranean called Motzoim? Kineged Shtei Pamim Shiyotza. It increased its borders twice, and went out of its borders and caused the flood. Echad b'dor Enosh, in Dor Enosh it said, there already was a flood that flooded a third of the world before the real Mabul, when they started to be over Avodah Zarah. The Echad b'dor HaFloga, and later again, Dor HaFloga, after the Mabul, there was also a flooding of a third of the world. Yam HaGadol, hu hayam she'ovrim bo Eretz Yisrael ha'medinos. That's the yam that you leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Europe. Yam Hagadol, hu hayam shoge berishona bedor enosh yotza ad bedina sheshma kalabriya. We didn't get it yet. Okay. Rabbi Lazer b'shem Rabbi Chanina berishona yotza ad kalabriya. Right. In the first time that the Yam Hagadol overflowed, it went all the way till Kalabriya. Says bedor enosh yotza ad bedina sheshma kalabriya bedor hafloga ad bedinas barbaria. Kalabriya is in I think Italy. And Barbaria is Africa. Okay. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chanina b'rishon liyotzad kifei Barbaria, just the opposite. In the beginning it went all the way to Africa. V'shnia yotzad Akko, went all the way to Akko. V'ad Yafo. Ad po savo. V'lo sosif ad Akko. Ad po means ad ko. Ad Akko. V'lo sosif upo yoshif begon galecho ad Yafo. Till Akko and till Yafo. Ad posavo ad Akko tavo lefishu kagvus Eretz Yisrael v'chein Yafo. The sea, what's it called, wasn't really bordering Eretz Yisrael, but when it overflowed and flooded, it reached till Yafo and Akko, but not more than that. Didn't flood Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Okay, Oshis Ad Yapo, Oshis Gaon Galecha, Nicha Yama Rabba, the Yama de Milcha, Bishvila Mishkan Yama de Tveria. What's it called? It says that the waters came to what's it called to repair the salty waters. These were fresh water. They came to they're going to come to repair the salt water of Yam HaMelech. So understand that what's it called? That's why what's it called? You needed these fresh waters to repair the other waters. The Tzaklecha Nicha Yama Rabba the Yama de Milcha. Why the fresh waters have to come there? In order to make them sweet. Because they're salt water. They're fresh water. The Kinneret and the what's it called and the Kula are fresh water. Why do they need the fresh water to come to mix with them? So Yama de Tveria, Yama de Samchu, the Rabbos Pagosim. Okay, add more fish to them. These waters had other varieties of fish that the Kinneret didn't have. So when the waters mixed, the fish came also. Dechsid balamina tia dagosim lamine minim tia dagosim. There'll be extra amounts of varieties of fish that will then pour into the Kinneret.
Freshwater fish can
be. It seems that they'll be able to. Vaharbos dagosim shayde amayim yirbu adagim. Because of the water, there'll be more fish. The Hachi Dorish Labikra, the Mina, all of this is going to be miraculous, so that'll be a miracle too. Tia the Gosim, Kedigas Yam HaGadol Rabba Ma'od. Just like the fish in the ocean, right, tremendous varieties of fish, Ulamino Yaseirahu, Ella, the Mina Minim Yisrabu Dagosim. So the fish will be in the Kinneret also, besides the fact that the fresh water will mix with the, what's it called, with the other fresh water. The fresh water and fresh water are going to mix together. They're not salt water. The Kinneret and the other one's fresh water into fresh water. Okay. Tani Yom Rav Shim Gamliel Maisa Shalachti Letzaidon Vayviel Lefon Ayosem Yisholosh Meas Minei Dogim Betam Chuyechot. I went to Tzaid and they brought me 300 varieties of fish in one pot. All different kinds of fish. Different small fish or whatever. The Nirpu Hamayim the Tzesov the Gabov the Lo Yerapu the Melech Nitnu. It says that the water will be healed, meaning that the salt water will become fresh water, and then it says it won't be healed, and it'll be for salt. So which is it? Are they going to be healed or not healed? The lo shishmo velo shishamu velo yipo sham lamelech nitnu shlo yavo sham amayim makdoshim anal. The water won't come there and won't heal the water. So which is it? One pasuk says it will be healed. In other words, the salt water will turn into fresh water, and here it says it won't. Lo yirapu amayim. Makom hu shmo velo yirapu. No, it's the name of a place. There's a place called where the water will not be healed. Ksiv yala nachal yala shishmo velo yirapu. Sham the melech nitnu. That place, the fresh water won't come, and they'll use that to make salt. That place where salt will remain. Ksiv avial hanachol yalasvasol mizeh mizeh kol eitz machol on the banks of this miraculous waters, so there'll be what's it called trees that'll grow up, tree fruit trees. Velo yovel oleu the leaves will never what's it called shrivel up. Velo yitom pirion the fruit will always be there. Lechadoshav yivakir every month. The fruit will come on the tree. So we'll see one second if that means every month or every 2 months. Tana Rivhuda Lefisha Ba'olam Azeh Tvua Osa Lashisha Chadashim. In this world, it's normal for Tvua to take 6 months to grow. The Elin Osa Lashne Moser Chodesh. And fruit is produced once a year. Avalaosid Lavo HaTvua Osa Lachodesh Echad. In the future, the Tvua will come every month. The Elin Osa Lashne Chadashim. And fruit will be ripe in 2 months. Every 2 months. My time of the Chadosh of Yavakar. It says 2 months. Chadosh of Miut is plurals too. Every 2 months there'll be fruit. Rabbi Yossi, Lefishabolam Azeh, Atvua also the Shisha Chadoshim, the Elan also the Yadbeis Chadoshim. Yossi argues, he says, no. In this world, you're right. Tvua takes 6 months, and fruit takes 12 months. Avalasid Logo, Atvua also the Tesvav Yom. It'll take only 15 days for tvua to be produced. The ilan osa lechodesh echad, and every month will be fruit on the tree. Shekein matzinu she'asa satvua bimei Yoel. We find the time of Yoel that there was a miracle, and the tvua was produced in 15 days. Lechamishasa yom the karbi menu haomer, because it says that the rains only came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the tvua was ready already by Tezai Nisan, which was the omer. So it grew in 15 days. My time, ubnei tzion gilu v'samchu b'Hashem alokeichem ki nosam lachem es hamora l'tzdaka v'yored lachem geshem moro malkosh barishal. Says the rains came at only in Nisan. There was a drought until then, and the first rains were in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. By Pesach they were able to bring the omer and be happy with it. L'chadosh of Yevaker, l'beis chadoshim. So the first man, the Omer, says that it was every 2 months the fruit will be produced. U'l'tvua chatzim yiperes k'mol bazeh. And the ratio then will be the same ratio as now. Tvua is 6 months, peres is 12 months. Then if this is 2 months, this will be 1 month. L'tesva of yom, v'ilon kefil me'atvua. And the tvua will be, what's it called, the ilon will be a month. And if it's a month, then this is only half a month, 15 days. Barishon Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yordu Akshamim. The Samchu Bashem Hainu Bavosa Omer. The Hain Tesvav Yom. The rain started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The things started growing then. There was nothing to plant before that because it was all drought. And they planted on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when it rained, and it grew till the 16th of Nisan when they were able to bring the Omer. L'chadosha b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Right, that every month there'll be fruit. Umamakayim Rabbi Yossi lechadoshav yivaker. It says chadoshav in the plural. B'chol chodesh v'chodesh yemavaker. Doesn't mean every 2 months. It means every month of the year there'll be new fruit. So it speaks in the plural to tell me every month's going to be like that, not just 1 month. V'yoleo letrufa, the leaves will be for medicine. They'll be medicinal. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Tarfeha meitzitz aleha, the tereth mezona. Right? Tereth means food. You'll be able to suck out the sap from the leaves and it'll be nourishing. The chadasha b'cholchodesh b'cholchodesh di'alma. V'aleu trufa, trafeha, who? Perusha de trufa, shehu kamo tereth. Trufa, they're learning the first pshat is like tereth. It's like a lashon mazon, food. The word tariff means food. The Dorish Latrufa Latarfeha. The Akarkak Mefarish Heyach Ya Mazon. The Kormer Maitzit Salah Shiyomu Tsa'ala. If you just suck out the leaf, it'll give you food, it'll give you nourishment. Rabbi Shmuel Chadom Lahatir Peshalamalon. The Chadom Lahatir Peshalamaton. It'll also have a medicinal purpose. It'll cure mutes. That's one shot. That it'll cure the Peshal Mala. Pirish Orech Letavas Hamachel. Okay, so one pshat is Peshel Mala means that it'll make you have a good appetite. That's the Peshel Mala. And Peshel Mata is it'll make you have Shilshul, which is also healthy. Then that's one pshat. Another pshat is that they're saying the same thing as what I was going to say in a few seconds. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chadomer Lahatir Pe Akaros, that's Peshel Mata, to open up the womb. The Chadomer Lahatir Pe Ilmi, to open up the mouth of mutes. So some say that what Rav and Shmuel said was exactly the same thing as this, except they said it without explaining it. Peshel Mata and Peshel Mala. And the way the Takli Chazin says is another pshat that they're arguing. Peshel Mata, Peshel Mala can either mean an appetite and shilshul, or to what's it called, to make mute speak and akoros have children. Ulamasim b'tzafam at motzei b'shoah she'olah Nebuchadnezzar l'kan v'av yoshev lo b'dofnei shel Antiochia. When Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so he put his armies in the by Antiochia. V'yotza Sanhedrin gedol l'kras, so the Sanhedrin went to meet him. Has the time come for the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed? Have you come to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? So he said to them, give me the person that I put as a vassal, Yechonya, over you. I changed my mind. I want him to be exiled. I'm going to appoint another king. So I haven't come to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. I just want to change my vassal, give him over to me. And I'll leave. So they went to Yochanan and they said, Nebuchadnezzar wants you. In other words, it's it. You're finished. Kiran Shishoma Mehen Kach, when he heard that, not from Aftecho Shal Beis HaMikdash, Ola Legago Shal Heichal, he took the keys of the Beis HaMikdash up to the top of the Heichal, to the roof. Omer Lefon Ribono Shal Mishover, Hinu Nemonim Lecho, Vahyu Matochesecho, Misurin Lanu. Used to be that we were, faithful to you, and therefore you entrusted us with the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't consider us faithful, so I'm going into Gaulis. It's obvious, it's Ratzon Hashem that I no longer be the king, so I'm not considered faithful. Take the keys back. One said he threw them up in the air, they never came down. In other words, they were the Shamayim took them. A hand came out of the heavens and took them away. The Naslasim Yodo. Kivan Shiro, Kol Chore Yehuda came when they saw that Yechonya was going to go into Golos and he went up to the top of the Heichal and gave back the keys. They thought that he went up there and he committed suicide. He threw himself off the roof. Cain, all of the Rosh Gagoseim, everybody went up on their roof. Naflu Meshon, they fell off the roof and died. Now some say they fell off because they didn't fall off on purpose, they went crazy. And others say they committed suicide. And the reason they committed suicide, they realize that they're going to be taken into Gaulis and tortured. And some people hold that if you think you're going to be tortured and you won't be able to stand it, you're allowed to commit suicide. But Yechonya didn't commit suicide. He went into Gaulis. Hado dechsiv, masa gechi zoyon, malecho eifo kialisa kulcha legagos, chuos malea iromia. They all went up into the roof, and the maisa, they either fell off the roof or jumped off the roof, in order to avoid being tortured in Golis. At Motse, Hoel v'hisku yud gimu protzo sheportzu malchi yovin mevi l'drasha v'chorben. Since it mentioned the fact that the Yavonim made breaches in the walls of the Soreg, so it tells something about the Chorben here too, and also because of the Yechonya. Well, if you masnis and kabi yosi, yud gimel shishtachavoyos, kenem yud gimel shorin shemikdash, maisi lo tchila, gareta damri v'mikdash. First it tells something about the mikdash, because it was talking about the shorin of the mikdash. Now it wants to tell me some things about the Chorben. Well, the rabban and the kenei yud gimel paratos, meforesh bachron, emili de Chorben. Since according to the first Mandi Omer, it had to do with the shorim of the mikdash, so it said some things about the mikdash, about the water that comes out or whatever. Now it's talking about the churban, so it said something about the churban, but also because of Yechonya. B'sha'a sha'ol on Nebuchadnezzar, likach es yo-yachin, not Yechonya, yo-yachin, shim lichu b'mokam yo-yachim aviv, v'yatsu sar v'salko, they told him that he's a bad choice, take him away and put another king. That's when Tzidkiyahu became the king. Zarkan v'od lo yardu, v'haro shimin ha-shamayim maskim mazeh. The keys never came down to show them. In Hashemayim, they agreed that he doesn't deserve the keys anymore. They're not lost in Yado. We don't need your service anymore. Took it away from him. Kivin Shiro. Shemin Hashemayim Hiskimu. So they went up to their roofs and they threw themselves off and realized that the Gaulus is coming and they wanted to avoid the torture that they would be given.